Unit 1. Describing a person's personality. Speaker 1.
I would say I probably talk back too much. I like to argue. I'm always questioning why people want to do something in a certain way, and I don't like to change my mind at all. Once I've decided I want to do something, there isn't much anyone can say to change that. A lot of my friends are always telling me to be more organized and on top of what I'm supposed to be doing, but honestly, sometimes I just can't be bothered. I figure, why do I have to do things like make my bed if I'm just going to use it or get right back in it in the evening? It's also easier to see what clothing I have if it's on the floor rather than in a laundry basket. Maybe that's not such a positive thing, but I don't want to spend energy worrying about organization or stressing myself out when I could be relaxing. I basically think that everything turns out exactly how it's supposed to, and it's generally turned out okay for me, even if I haven't cared that much or made a big effort. So I have a pretty relaxed outlook on life. I'm excited for what the future will bring, and I think that my life has been pretty wonderful so far. I don't generally get worried or nervous about the world or politics or my group of friends. I believe that everything eventually turns out to be pretty perfect, or at the very least positive.
Speaker 2.
I consider myself to be a pretty rational person. I think that there is an explanation for everything, even if the situation seems really weird when you first hear about it. Once a friend of mine told me that she thought her house was haunted because she always heard something squeaking in the attic when it started to get dark. I told her there is no such thing as a haunted house and asked her to check her windows. It turned out that bats had been getting into the attic and would wake up and make noises when it was time for them to go hunting at night. My friends tell me a lot of things that they might be embarrassed to tell someone else because they know that they can depend on me to keep a secret or not to share information. This could be because I don't really like interacting with lots of people at once. At parties, I'm always the girl who would choose to try to pet the cat or dog that lives with the host before talking with a group of people. If I can talk with just one or two other people, I eventually open up and really enjoy talking. My friends say that even though I don't often trust myself to speak to people first, I'm very approachable.
Speaker 3.
No one I've ever met has said that I'm quiet. I love to tell stories, and I'm always wondering what other people's lives are like, so I also tend to ask them a lot of questions. Some of my friends do tell me that I sometimes have really strong opinions, and that I shouldn't tell people what they should do or give them advice as much as I do. But I like to say what I think. Otherwise, it feels inauthentic. But I have had some disagreements with my closest female friends. When we go out, they try to wear the most ridiculous clothing and makeup, and I'm just trying to help them see that they should think about picking shoes that they can actually walk in, like sneakers, instead of those uncomfortable heels or boots they always wear. But they tell me it's none of my business and that I should stop bothering them. I really wonder why they wear such uncomfortable stuff, though. They take absolutely forever to get ready. I think for some of my friends, it takes them over 20 minutes just to put lotion on their faces. And then they can't walk very fast in their high heels, so we end up arriving late to the party or the concert we're going to. I always get really frustrated and jumpy when I have to wait for longer than 5 minutes. Especially when we are taking the same car and they are picking me up.
Speaker 4.
There's one situation that describes me really well. Here's the backstory. I have a hard time sitting still and always want to be doing something active. My friends and I were sitting outside around a campfire, roasting marshmallows, and I was getting up to go find more wood for the fire when I heard a rustling sound from the bushes. I don't scare very easily, but when I saw two glowing green eyes looking back at me, it took all of my strength not to run. I was holding a piece of firewood, and I raised it up and yelled super loudly at the animal, scaring all of my friends. One of the girls even started to cry. I almost threw the stick at the eyes when something else moved in the bushes, and I realized that the eyes belonged to a mother deer and her baby. I came back to the campfire, and my friend was still crying in shock. When other people cry, I get emotional as well, and I felt bad that I had scared everyone for no reason, so I roasted her a marshmallow and gave her a hug. I'm a very active person and try to do everything to make sure my friends are safe and happy, even if it means I have to put myself in danger. I know that hardly counts since it wasn't that dangerous, but still. I'm not exactly the best at describing my personality, but that's basically all you need to know about what I'm like.